the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bet, you jackwagons! Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. Big game. You might have heard of it. It's coming up here in less than 2 weeks. We got the Chiefs, we got the Niners, and we got the props. So let's go ahead and debut a new segment here. Super duper props on the podcast with a small matchup set between the AFC and NFC representatives. What prop has your attention in Sin City, Mimigo?
I'll tell you what. Found this one at DraftKings, my friend. Let's pop on that plus bus and let's talk about Kansas City to win from behind.
Oh,
how about that? Little plus 210 action. Love the odds on that one, getting that above 200. Remember, winning from behind does not they're not picky about how many points it is, folks, which means San Francisco opening drive, little field goal action, boom, Kansas City's trailing, and now they got to turn around and win from behind. You will see on the spreadsheet, I immediately jumped on Kansas City on the money line in a number of other ways. I've already got a lot of this set up on the spreadsheet for you, but really like the idea, Brad, of them coming from behind. They did it against the Bills, and they did it a grand total of six times in the regular season. And like I said, remember, it can be something as simple as San Francisco winning the toss or Kansas City winning it and deferring and scoring on that first drive. All they got to do is at some point in time be behind in the game, and we're cashing plus 210 if by the final gun they are celebrating another Super Bowl in KC.
Yeah, roll those shoulders and get seduced by the juice, and let's correlate, synergize, and bring it all together. Kansas City's going to get the win, whether in dramatic fashion or not. Patty Mahomes win another Super Bowl MVP, and right now the best odds of business at FanDuel at plus 130. Folks, this is the other way and the more valuable way for you to play KC on the money line, because all the value, poof, has evaporated into thin air. It's Spanish. Adios, amigo. The several money lines up at like plus 120, 125. Now they have shrunken either at even juice, if you can even find that, or low minus odds. So the other way to play it is money Mahomes to get that Super Bowl MVP. They're at significant plus money juice. I look at five of the last seven MVPs of the Super Bowl have been quarterbacks. And largely, this is a quarterback popularity award, unless something crazy like Dexter Jackson or the linebacker for Seattle that won it that 1 year, or maybe Travis Kelce has like a hat trick of touchdowns in this game. Something unforeseen happens at one of the other skill positions could vault that individual into contention for the MVP. But more than likely, if Mahomes has just simply a slightly above average game and Kansas City gets the victory, he is going to hoist the hardware and score that MVP. So one of my favorite super duper prop bets available on the board there, plus 130 at FanDuel. With both of those bets on the board, let's get after it on this Taco Tuesday with another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco here on the countdown. It's time to drop the puck and make some bucks. Lundy, we usually do a hockey hump day, but we're not going to have a pod on Wednesday, so we're going to put a little extra spice on that taco and bite in. Soft, hard, it doesn't really matter. I don't discriminate any taco. I just put it in my mouth, swallow it, and enjoy, and then grab another one. So please, my man, you got some plus money additionally on the board. Do share this SGP.
Well, that's the reason we had to jump in immediately, was because I found one that I wanted to do on plus odds. Seattle is on the road taking on the lowly San Jose Sharks. And remember, the Sharks are more like minnows this season, definitely getting beat up a lot in the National Hockey League. So let's try to correlate a couple of things together and get us into plus odds because of how heavily Seattle is favored on the money line. And they're even minus juice if you want to take them in regulation. So instead, let's SGP this. We will take Seattle on the money line. They played San Jose back on November 22nd, and Seattle won 7-1. 7-1. One more time, 7-1. 8-1
was the final.
And look, that was at Climate Pledge. That was up in the Pacific Northwest. This one will be down in San Jose, but I don't think we're going to see San Jose suddenly figure out how to beat the Kraken. So we will take Seattle on the money line in this one. And then let's talk about Jared McCann, who right now is on a 6-game point streak. And if you recall a couple of episodes ago, I told you that when it comes to these point streaks, one of the things I'm looking for is not just a 6-game point streak, but a heavy dose of points inside that streak. So he's got 9 points in the 6 games. So we're seeing some multi-points being able to add up and get him to that 9 number. So let's take McCann. Doesn't have to be an assist. Doesn't have to be a goal. I just need one or the other. Put those two together this morning for you at DraftKings at +108. I'll have a couple more hockey plays for you coming up in bonus time, in part because the All-Star festivities are this weekend in Toronto. So there's a couple of games tonight, only 2 on the schedule, and there's also only 3 on the schedule tomorrow, and then everybody takes a break from the ice. So I'll try to get you some extra action before the week wraps up.
Shockingly, for the first time this season, release the Kraken!
Number 4.
All right, numero cuatro here on the Fade 5 countdown. I've been building up a lot of anticipation to say that phrase, and hopefully it does indeed pay for Lundy there. But let's go the college basketball hardwood in a sport that I know and love, and let's go to Manhattan, Kansas, as the Kansas State Wildcats taking on Boomer Sooner. Those representatives, of course, from Oklahoma, and I am taking the under in this game. We're going to live in that land down under at 138.5. Available at a -110 juice there at BetMGM. Truth be told, I love Kansas State -1.5. I grabbed that last night and I rolled out of bed, rubbed the eyes, looked at the screen, rubbed the eyes again, and to my dismay, that line jumped to 3.5. So I'm like, well, I'm not going to touch it now. But I do like the under in this total. That was a pivot as a result. You look at both these teams, they don't really like to run. At Kansas State, shockingly much slower than they were last year. Number 246 in the country is the Tang Gang at adjusted tempo. Oklahoma, not much faster there at number 181 in adjusted tempo. Now, you look at Oklahoma on the road, very respectable 4-3 record in road neutral games. But here's the key. Number 111, very so-so there in EFG offense. Kansas State, yeah, they're 10-1 at home. But even worse, number 212, an effective field goal percentage offense. Not really getting it done in that regard, shooting less than 32% from way downtown. And Jerry on top of the Sunday, Kansas State, a pretty rancid free throw shooting team. So hopefully this game will not go to overtime, but I think points are going to be a struggle. I don't think either one of these teams gets to the 70s. So as a result, give me the under in this big 12 battle, 138.5, -110 at BetMGM. Lundy, fair to follow.
Oh, if K-State can't make their free throws, give me the under on that one, because this one, you might be sweating a little bit.
Yeah,
could be sweating. I was loving life last night in that Houston-Texas game, by the way.
Awesome game.
I played that one on an SGP. And again, Brad's this guy right here. He's the college football guy or college basketball guy, not me. But I just had a feeling that was going to be a hell of a fun game, and it was. It would have happened for me within regulation, but I took them on an alt line with the over. And then I actually took, I took Texas to keep it within single digits. Obviously, all of those things happened and we wound up with a nice little cash. So, but I do know when it comes to overs and unders, you know what I care about in college basketball, whether somebody can hit from the charity stripe, and the Wildcats struggle there. I'm going to say we hit the under, but I'm going to say you're going to be sweating, brother.
Woo, yeah, better apply another layer of Old Spice, but we need some Brick City there and the Little Apple.
Number 3.
Numero tres here with the Fade 5 countdown. Let's go to Lundy's neck of the woods. Just up the road there from Denver, Colorado is, of course, Fort Fun. And at Fort Collins there inside Moby, one of the best arenas, in my opinion, west of Mississippi. I love Colorado State. I'm going to lay the chalk here, -2.5. And it's a visiting Aztecs of San Diego State. So mammoth matchup here in the Mountain West Conference, -110 juice at BetMGM. Colorado State is slipping big time. They gave up an 11-point lead with a minute to go in Laramie against Wyoming. So a team that really needs to get back on track. Outstanding offensive club, no doubt about that. And again, it's all about the home cook it. You look at the Rams, they're 8-1 straight up at home. Number 15 in the nation, EFG offense in those home matchups. But a depressing number 327 in EFG defense. So the offense is definitely going to have to boil over in this one. You look as a collective, Colorado State offensively is shooting 57.8% inside the arc and 35.8% outside of it. Isaiah Stevens, one of the best point guards, not only out west, but in the country. Supreme facilitator and can absolutely score off the bounce or occasionally from outside. A very good defensive rebounding team is Colorado State, but they don't generate a lot of second chance opportunities. But again, that offense, when it is clicking, man, it is certainly a humming. Meanwhile, I look at San Diego State, very respectable 6-4 road neutral games this season, and number 48 in the EFG defense. So that is, as usual, a calling card of the Aztecs. They plunge the battle axe and botting up and defending you. But again, Moby, it's going to be a rocking. It's going to be a rowdy. It's going to be a raucous atmosphere. And Colorado State in a get right spot, I believe, still looking at their wounds off that near historic loss there in Laramie. I say they get the win and they score the cover. Now, completely transparent here, I grabbed Colorado State when it opened at -1. That's what you will find on the spreadsheet. Grabbed that last night, but I would still play this up to 2.5, but not a tick more. Wouldn't play it at 3, wouldn't touch it at all. So to recap, Cam the Ram, -2.5 against San Diego State, -110 at BetMGM. Lundy, fair to follow.
This one makes me nervous coming off that game in Laramie. I will tell you that, because it is a bounce back kind of thing, but it's not like it's a bounce back against one of the lowly teams in the Mountain West. They got to bounce back against somebody that is solid, somebody that's been there, done that. And I don't know that the road game really matters to the Aztecs. They've done this enough that they know what they're doing. That said, man, I like it a lot better at 1, Brad. Like it a lot better. Yeah. Yeah. Like it a lot better there. I like the idea of Colorado State hitting a couple free throws late. San Diego State hoists something from, you know, about 5 feet beyond the arc, clanks off the rim. Colorado State walks away with a 2-3-point win. I'm with you, though. If this bounces at all any higher, don't do it. Stay away. Stay far, far away. I'll play it at 2.5, but I'm a little nervous, Jim.
Oh, yeah. Very nervous indeed. But you know what? CSU, ram it!
Number 2.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5. Let's go to one of my favorite conferences in these United States of America. It's the Big Ten. And no, I'm not talking about my ILL. We're going to be in action tonight in Columbus. I do like them -2.5, but I digress on another matchup. They are the heartland of the country. And on this SGP, come with me, Lundy. If you are buying what I am selling, I am a man in the middle. And for those of you who have been following the spreadsheet, available at Noisy Cuevos on the X, where we're always trying to give it to you, I've had a lot of success on these. And really, the best site to do it is at BetMGM, because I have a wide swath of options, plus money, minus money, differences on the over and the under. So you can really take advantage of what the software gives you. And I'm doing exactly that. Give me the Hoosiers +10.5. They're at home. Take it on the Iowa Hawkeyes. And on the alt line, I'm going to jack that up to +9.5. So in other words, it doesn't matter who wins this game. Just don't win it by 10 points or more. All right. And then I'm also going to tack on the third leg here, the over 149.5. Oh, the dos and tres, mi amigos, +115 there at BetMGM. All right. You look at Iowa, number 11 in the country in adjusted tempo. Indiana, a team that also loves to play at a brisk pace, number 96 nationally in adjusted tempo as well. Now, offensively, that is a calling card of Iowa. Yeah, they don't have Caitlin Clark's not playing the men's team, though she did. She probably averaged like 30 a game, to be honest with you. But you look at Iowa as a collective, number 59 in the nation in road neutral matchups in EFG offense. Overall in EFG offense, number 66, where they're shooting 53.8% inside the arc and nearly 35% outside of it. Very leaky defensively. Number 195 in EFGD. A little bit better on the road at number 149, but certainly something you can scoff at there. Then you look at the Hoosiers. Xavier Johnson is really the key. And watching my Fighting Illini struggle against him, he was a bit of a difference maker in that game, and why Indiana was in it nearly to the bitter end. And if that version of the X-Man shows up in Bloomington, Indiana could actually win this sucker, but I think they're going to pile up the points. The respectable number 100 EFG offense, they shoot 53.2% inside the arc. Threes, obviously, they're terrible at. They didn't hit a single three in Champaign against the ILL. And rebounding has been a bit of a chore, too. 240 plus in offensive rebounding and defensive rebounding this season. But because of the fast play, because of both of these teams having suspect defenses, Indiana number 99 AFGD on the season nationally, I think this living in the middle prop hit. So to recap, on this SGP, Indiana plus 10.5, Iowa plus 9.5, and the over 149.5 plus 115 at BetMGM. Pure madness, Lundy. Fade or follow?
Yeah, it is madness. You're doing this straddling shit again.
I love it, man. It's making me money.
Look, I've done it quite a few times. Used to do it with some college football action back in the fall, where you're looking at teams that, you know, if you've got, especially if you've got a couple of guys that you believe, a couple of teams that are battling that you believe are going to keep things close. You're going to see some defense, teams that wind up settling for field goals, not touchdowns. I look for that kind of thing in college football to be able to go, all right, let's take a, you know, plus 13.5 and a plus 10.5, right? So that you just say this thing's going to wind up staying within a couple of touchdowns, within 10 points. So you can play that same way within the college ranks as well. I think the kicker here on this one is grabbing that total at the 149.5 and playing the over. That's obviously what got you into plus territory. I think that's the piece that I like the most. Like the idea of this game being single digits, which is essentially what you're straddling. But I like the idea of there being at least a $1.50. Looking at the pace of play, looking at these two teams, smart play, plus 115, and BetMGM gives you the options.
Brady's in the middle. Where's he at? He's in the middle.
Number one.
All right, numero uno here on the feed at 5 countdown. Let's try to make some more buckaroos in the Big 12. And maybe, honestly, the best matchup of the night in that league, and there are a ton of good games. I love the action. They are in Fort Worth between TCU and Texas Tech. And Texas Tech right now lead the pack in that conference. And it might be a surprise to some. I remember talking about it on a prior episode of the Fade 5 when conference action tipped off. I said, watch out for the Red Raiders. It said, guns up with them. They were like 14-1, 12-1, something like that. Take the whole enchilada. And they're very much right now in that conversation about midway through the conference season. But tonight, they're going to be challenged, but I think they're going to arrive and live up to that challenge. I like them plus 4.5. It's the Great Horny Toads of TCU minus 110 available there at DraftKings. You look at Texas Tech and road neutral games this season, 5-3. So have been road warriors, to say the least, number 13 nationally in those road neutral matchups in EFG offense. But they have sagged defensively, which is a bit of a shocker special. Number 208 in EFG defense. Overall at EFG defense, they're giving up 48.7% from two, 33.3% from three. Not bad. And this is a team, too, that is a plus offensive rebounding squad. They have excellent guard play, too. They're spearheaded by Pop Isaacs and a very good free throw shooting team. Could clinch this sucker late with some of those freebies. Meanwhile, I look at TCU, 8-1 at home, 58 EFG offense, 73 EFG defense in those matchups. A team that loves and relishes a fast pace. Indicative in the number 65 adjusted tempo ranking this season. Very good offensive team. Number 49 overall at EFG offense. Rather subpar defensively, number 103 EFG defense. The bugaboo for them is this. Teams that have excellent guards that don't turn over the rock doesn't lead out to some of those easy sprint outs, which TCU usually feasts off of. And I can tell you this, Texas Tech is one of those teams. They don't turn over the ball really a ton. And also Texas Tech, again, as I mentioned, very good on the offensive glass. TCU, below average in defensive rebounding. So the strengths of Tech really playing the weaknesses of TCU. That's why I believe this game is going to come down to the bitter end, and 4.5 points, just a little bit too much for my blood. So to recap, Texas Tech guns up plus 4.5 at TCU. My number one play on this Taco Tuesday, minus 110 at DraftKings. Lundy, fade or follow?
I like it, but I'm going to throw you a curve of the way that I would like to be able to play this. A couple of the sites that you and I like, whether we're talking about Bart Torvik, we're talking about Haslametrics, both of them see this game's total getting up above 150. Looking at the scoring, looking at the pace. So earlier this morning over at DraftKings, I put together an SGP on this game, Brad, and got it to plus 106. I took Texas Tech plus 10.5. Then I took the total down to 142.5 and played the over. And that pops out at plus 106. So I actually am with you. I think Tech keeps this within 4 or 5 points. But I also think we're going to see scoring. So I decided to basically get a cushion on both sides. Tech plus 10.5 and over 142.5. Again, at DraftKings, that is plus odds, plus 106. I think the scoring's going to be there. I think we're going to see that in Fort Worth. And I think Tech can keep this close, but I decided I wanted to get myself the cushion for them to keep it within single digits. And in the course of doing that, I got myself at plus odds. And again, I'm playing off of the fact, again, two sites you and I both like in Haslametrics and in Bart Torvik, both of them have this game hitting a minimum of 150. Torvik actually has it hitting 155. So I like the idea of trying to swing this one just a little bit in case TCU is strong at home. And I told you a couple of weeks ago, I was getting hosed by road teams in college basketball.
Yeah, indeed you were. But that one has certainly hit the sweet tooth. Oh, so tasty with that plus money available there on the SGP. Just one of many colossal matchups tonight in college basketball. Let's talk about some more, maybe another sport in bonus time. College basketball, NHL, NBA, Super Bowl bets. If you want to get in on some additional props, or on the standard market ahead of the game several days away. Lundy, what else you have your card on this Tuesday?
Let's give me one more Super Bowl. Brad, we're going to have so many damn Super Bowl bets for you over the course of the next, 12 days or whatever the hell it is between now and when the game is. But let me throw one out there for you. I already gave you the one that I really liked right off the top. But let me throw another one out there, and that is for both teams to score 20 points. Right now, the best odds in the biz on that one are at DraftKings at a minus 115. So you're paying some juice on that one, but we're looking at both teams to be able to score. Remember, the total is set at 47.5. I do think that these two defenses are going to have opportunities to shine, maybe even force some turnovers in here between these two squads. Remember, Patrick Mahomes has had the most interceptions of his career this year. So I think we could see some mistakes, but I don't think they're going to keep guys off the board. So give me both teams to score 20 points. Again, best odds I found right now, minus 115. For each team to score at least 20. You find that one over at DraftKings. Let me go back to the ice for you this evening. Within the Columbus and St. Louis game, that's the other game tonight. Again, there's not a lot. There's only 5 games over the course of the next 2 days as everybody is preparing for the All-Star break this weekend. Robert Thomas is on a 5-game point streak for St. Louis. Pavel Buchnevich is on a 3-game point streak, but he's got 6 points in those 3 games. So I'm going to same game parlay this one together for each of those guys to wind up with a point tonight. And if that happens, it's minus 105. You can do that one over at DraftKings. Not all of the books will let you same game parlay points together. Some of them get mad at you. It's kind of like getting in trouble with the teacher, getting slapped in your hand with a ruler. However, DraftKings will let you do it. Minus 105 for each of those guys to get a point. Then let me see here. Two others that I want to be able to play for you. Let's talk about Jordan Eberle of the Seattle Kraken. Give me Eberle to wind up with an assist. Part of the reason why he's on a streak here, folks. He's got 7 assists in the month of January. Why is that significant? Because he only has 19 on the entire season, and 7 of them have happened this month. So he is dishing out dimes left and right. Love him for an assist, and you can snag that one at plus odds right now by itself. Eberle for an assist at DraftKings is a plus 165. Holy crap, is that tasty. I also like Robert Thomas, who we were just talking about, to wind up with an assist for St. Louis. That one by itself is minus 130. I would bet that alone. And then if you're feeling crazy, throw a half unit on Thomas and Eberle together Again, each of them for an assist, not a point, but it's got to be an assist. You do that at DraftKings, throw a half unit bet on that at plus 368. Again, only two games on the schedule, so you've got to get creative in this one. And then looking ahead to tomorrow, by the way, on the ice, since we will not be here for a hump day. Folks, Ottawa's on the road. What do we do when Ottawa's on the road? Goal in the first 10, all diggity day long, okay? They have done it in 89% of their road games this year. Remember, they're the ones that started off the season where at one point they had done it in every game that they had played. It is insane what they're doing from a gift standpoint, but that is not posted yet, so I guarantee you it's going to be juiced to high hell. Whatever it is, pair it up with Anaheim and San Jose tomorrow to also have a gift in the contest. Anaheim has done it in about 70% of their home games. They've also done it in four out of the last five games that they've played. So they're leaning into that. So whenever those get posted, probably later tonight, you'll see me add it to the spreadsheet. Take a gift in the Ottawa-Detroit game and take a gift in San Jose and Anaheim in the action on the ice tomorrow. And then I haven't looked, Brad. I don't even know what the hell the number is. But whatever Siakam's points are for tonight, take the over. Oh. Holy, that he's shooting something like I can't even remember exact number. It's like 65% over his last three games. It's some insane number like that. Dude is throwing beach balls into the ocean right now and nailing them all. So my guess is that he's probably around 17 or 18, higher, 19.
19 and a half, pretty much universally.
Yeah, I still think I would take that. I still think I would take it just based on the shooting that he has been doing of late. They obviously need to lean on him. I think I'm playing the over there. I'm going to ride this hot hand. It's kind of like somebody on a point streak in hockey or, you know, a hit streak in baseball, extra bases, whatever. Siakam is on fire right now, so I would absolutely play the over on that one. And see if I can get it at the number. If not, maybe I bring it down and I same game parlay it with something else. But dude is en fuego. So play the over for him. Make him a part of your same game parlay. Big time action in college basketball tonight. I yield the floor to the gentleman from Illinois.
Yeah, we're going to slam home. Hopefully some winners in that sport here in a minute. But additionally, in my bonus time, it's the Team Huevos parlay play of the day in the NBA on this SGP. It is a simple uno, dos, tres, and cuatro, mi amigos, four-legger. Give me the Chicago Bulls on the money line. Taking on the Toronto Raptors, who are packing it up and packing it in right now, trying to get themselves a better draft pick because they sold off their franchise. And part of the reason, and Lundy already laid out, was Pascal Siakam now with the Pacers. So I think the Bulls are going to hold court there and score the victory. Give me Nikola Vucevic over 10 rebounds, which he has done repeatedly here of late. In fact, he has been over this number in five of his last seven games. To look at Vucevic as well, he had 14 in the first matchup against Toronto back on January 18th. The Raptors over the last 10 games have allowed the fourth most opponent rebounds per game. Leg numero tres, give me my bold brother, Alex Caruso. I just need 1-3. He has been drilling repeated outside shots. He has done this in 16 straight games. He's jacked 6.3 attempts from distance here in the month of January, hitting 36%. And Toronto has given up the 12th most opponent threes made per game over their last 15. And finally, Scotty Barnes, 20 or more points. Scotty Barnes, the first matchup, 31 against Chicago. He has been over this number in five of his last six. Yeah, the Bulls have allowed the 12th fewest opponent points per game over the last 10, but Barnes is all they got. He's a high-volume guy, and I think he's going to crack 20 once again. So to recap on this SGP, Bulls money line, Vucevic, 10 or more boards, Caruso, one or more made threes, Scotty Barnes, 20 or more points, oh, cool, plus 175. At BetMGM. All right, elsewhere in bonus time. Let's go back to the world of college basketball.
I'm going to go with Villanova, and I'm going to lay the 1.5 in a home matchup against Marquette. I grabbed it when the line opened at a pick'em yesterday, and I would still play it at 1.5. Yeah, Marquette, quite good on the road, 5-4. But the biggest issue for them is defense. It has not traveled well. Number 153, DFGD, Villanova back firmly pressed against the wall. This is really a must-win for them to try to solidify their overall resume if they NCAA tournament, because they got 3 bad L's to their name. I'm projected right now, it was one of my last 4 teams in. Villanova obviously going to try to slow this sucker down. Number 330 in tempo, they jack a shit ton of threes. 47.5% of their shots come from distance. Now, unfortunately, they're only hitting 32.5% all those jacks from outside. But a team, yeah, they're subpar, 6-3. Yeah, at home, and number 168 EFG offense at home. But again, desperate times, desperate teams, desperate measures usually means money in my pocket. That's why I like Villanova to bear their claws, the Wildcats there at a pick'em. What do you say?
And let me throw this out there, and a hat tip to our friend Scott Van Pelt, who actually had this on SportsCenter last night. AP top 10 teams on the road against unranked opponents actually have a losing record this season. They are sub 500. The last 2 years, the winning percentage for ranked teams versus unranked on the roads was in the 70s. This year, it is sub 500.
Wow.
Home unranked opponents, people like my Oregon State Beavers this past weekend against Arizona, and Marquette going on the road against an unranked Villanova. Good call.
All right, real quick, Michigan State, I'm going to lay the chalk -11.5 on that one. It's a sledgehammer candidate against Michigan. Battle of Wolverine Street. No Doug McDaniel. Remember, he's suspended for only some of these road games. Again, I don't know why. But you look at Michigan, just 3-7 at road neutrals. Number 174 at EFG defense in those road neutral contests. And they are awful of the glass. And that is a bit of a calling card for Michigan State. They're going to bludgeon them inside and on second chance opportunities. And then last, and certainly not least, I'm going to go back to the NBA, go back to Indiana, Boston. On this side, I'm playing it on SGP, Celtics money line, and Derek White, the former CU Buff. I need one blocked shot, just one. And those two legs, +110, available at BetMGM. White, believe it or not, has had a blocked shot in 6 straight games, and in 4 games against Indiana this season, he's got 4 blocks. He's got at least a block in every single game. So he is a player who's averaging 1.1 swats per contest here in the month of January. I think he'll get the job done. Boston, meanwhile, 8-2 straight up in their last 10 home games. Indiana, just a mediocre 5-5 in their last 10 on the road. All right, I am out of breath. We're out of time here on the Fade 5, a podcast. Do us a favor. Drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Also, feed or follow us on the X or the Twitter. We're always trying to give it to you. Lundy and his free spreadsheet picks at Nate Lundy, myself at Noisy Huevos. Give us a thumbs up as well if you're consuming this show on YouTube. We'll be back in action later this week. We're going to be coming to you from Vegas too early next week. We'll try to crank out a pod while we're on Radio Row. You know, pushing elbows, all the famous folks who have no idea who the hell we are. But for the wonderful and lovely Nathaniel Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.